This is the Woodstock Roundtable, co-host Emeritus Joe Raiola, senior editor of Mad Magazine, and producer of the annual John Lennon Tribute is here. Our favorite street and galactic philosopher, Patrick Carlin. And on the phone with us, somebody whose voice we hear every week on this show, because our theme song, which has been for about 20 years, starts off with the resonance of one of our favorite elders. He is Ken Littlehawk. Ken, what a pleasure to speak to you today. How are you?
Hi, Doug. Okay, what about yourself?
Doing great. Joe is here. Patrick's here.
Oh, hi, Joe, Patrick, and the Sultan of Sonic Soul.
Yep, and Gus is with us virtually. I'm going to talk a little bit about the documentary that Gus sent me, the preview, which looks amazing. But I want to talk about the song we played before the break. It was you doing Song of the Animals with Gus. Tell us about your personal and your ancestors' relationship to the animals and what it has to teach us.
It's got a lot to do with Mother Earth. And as I was taught, Mother Earth clothes us, cleans us, gives us medicine, quenches our thirst, cools us, heats us, heals us, shelters us. And if we have forgotten how to treat Mother Earth, how can we be expected to remember how to treat each other? And one of the blessings is that we call upon the Earth, our planet home, with its beautiful depths and soaring height, its vitality and abundance of life. And together we ask that it teach us and show us the way. We call upon the mountains, the high green valleys and meadows filled with wild flowers, the snows that never melt, the summits of intense silence, and we ask that they teach us and show us the way. We call upon the waters that rim the earth horizon to horizon, that flow in our rivers and streams, that fall upon our gardens and fields, and ask that they teach us and show us the way. We call upon the land which grows our food, the nourishing soil, the fertile fields, the abundant gardens and orchards, and we ask that they teach us and show us the way. We call upon the forest, the great trees reaching strongly to the sky, with earth in their roots and the heavens in their branches, the fir, the pine, the cedar, and we ask them to teach us and show us the way. We call upon the creatures of the field and the forest and the seas, our brothers and sisters, the wolves and deer, the eagle and dove, the great whale, and the dolphin, the beautiful orca and salmon, who share our home, and we ask them to teach us and show us the way. We call upon all those who have lived on this earth, our ancestors and our friends, who dream the best for future generations, and upon whose lives our lives are built. And with thanksgiving, we call upon them to teach us and show us the way. And lastly, we call upon all that we hold most sacred, the presence and power of the great spirit of love and truth, which flows through all the universe to be with us and teach us and show us the way.
Beautiful. What an answer.
Wow.
And perfect for this time of year. We're talking with Ken Littlehawk, a wonderful Native American elder who has been spreading wisdom and love for generations. I want to talk about the promotional video I saw of a documentary that's going to be released, I guess, soon, called One Heart, One Spirit. Tell us how this came about, Ken.
Well, since you mentioned that, for those that are listening, I will mention this before it's forgotten by me, and that's trailer can be watched at www.oneharttribe.com.
Oneharttribe.com.
Yeah, that's the trailer.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we went to Australia and met up with Jack Thompson, who is the ambassador to the indigenous people that we spent time with. And there were people that were taking pictures and filming. Jack and I sat down and we talked with one of the elders. And as we talked, it just became something that we recognized as, though there were three of us, there was only one heart and one spirit, and the things that we were saying that were so connected to each other. And it just came about as extemporaneous. It wasn't something that was planned. It was it was something that we had been doing and talking about, my wife and I, Beverly, for all these years, and that was that we looked at it as, how would it be if you looked at me as brother, or how would it be if she looked at her as sister, elders as grandmother and grandfather, and all of the children as our own. And it became a eye-opener, or a heart-opener more so, that there is no difference between all the places we've been and all the people that we've met. There are definitely uniqueness among us, but there certainly isn't any differences. I was thinking about, we are not different, that we are unique. I was thinking about Jim Pepper, Choctaw, Jerry Mulligan, Irish, Stan Kent, Getz, German, Dave Brubeck, Jewish, Yusef Lateef, Muslim, Dizzy Gillespie, Baha'i, Kenny Clark, Christian, Chano Pozo, Cuban, Tito Puente, Puerto Rican, Alatunji, Africa, and they all make beautiful music together. So why in the world can't we make beautiful peace together? So what I saw in Australia and all the other places that we've been is that we are all the same, and there was no difference between us. We had to travel all that way to find out that all we were doing was going to a part of our family that we had yet to meet. And since we had, we found that.
Now, isn't it true that the Aboriginal people, I believe, are considered the oldest human beings on the planet? They've been around the longest, and obviously Native Americans have been around such a long time. And there's something in this documentary that is beyond words. And again, people can go to onehearttribe.com and see the preview, which is like a good five minutes or more. I mean, it's not like a 1 minute preview. You really get a sense of what's going on here. And the just watching you and some of those Aboriginal kids, and you with the Aboriginal elders, it's so a connection there that it was almost surprising to you, even though I know you weren't surprised, you know? I mean, it just comes across camera. So it was very, very well done. And when do you expect the documentary to be released?
No, I think it's sometime in January, the end of January.
All right, so when it's officially released, we'll do another segment on it, because and people can go to onehearttribe.com to see a portion of it. It's really quite extraordinary, and obviously adults are going to love it. I think kids are going to love it.
They did while I was there. Yeah, my wife and I found that they were having as much fun, if not more fun, than we were.
Well, that's beautiful. And again, I want to encourage listeners to go to onehearttribe.com, watch the preview of this documentary, One Heart, One Spirit. I think it'll lift you right up. And best wishes for the new year, and the documentary comes out.
Well, thank you so much, Doug, and for your listeners and for all of us, that we can carry into the new year help, don't hurt.
Thank you, Ken. I'd like to thank him for that beautiful, beautiful poem about all the animals and the dolphins and everybody on the one scene. Thank you, Ken. Thank you.
Okay, we're all connected.
Oh, you know that, man.
I'm going out and buying a scarf.
Love you.
Love you much. Thank you, Ken.